Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. This is our 1,712th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Hallelujah. Won't he do it? I am your host this evening, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and I'm here every first Sunday of the month, God willing, at 8 p.m. If you have a prayer request, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. Press number 1 to be placed into the queue. Or you can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Our goal and mission is for believers in Christ to come together in a spirit of humility and unity and faith to make our requests known before God, and to take territory for God and to win souls for the kingdom, and to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ, because no one is an island by themselves. Amen. We all need one another. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we honor you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we come boldly to your throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. You are God. It's in you that we live. It's in you that we move. It's in you that we have our being. So, God, we come with the spirit of thanksgiving. God, we come with a spirit of expectancy in our hearts, oh God. We come, God, thanking you for you being a, oh God, we praise you. God, we thank you for you being the only true and living God. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega. We thank you, God, for being the love of our souls. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that you never slumber, neither do you sleep. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. We serve the true and the living God. God, we just thank you for your love. God, we thank you for your Son. Because, God, you so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, God, we thank you for the gift of eternal life. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. God, we thank you that the name of Jesus the Christ, there's power. And the name of Jesus the Christ, there's authority. And the name of Jesus the Christ, things happen. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. God, you bid us to come to your throne. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That you hear from heaven, forgive our sin and heal the land. God, the world needs a healing. God, we need you like never before. So God, we come, Lord, God, you see the devastation that's going on in the States, Lord. You see what's going on in Florida, God. You see all around the world, God. You see the wars, Lord. You see the devastation. God, you see everything that's taking place because there's nothing, everything that's before your eyes, oh God. But God, yet you still called us to prayer. So God, as we are praying with one accord, Lord, God, we lift up the earth before you, Heavenly Father. God, we lift up every, oh God, God, we lift up every spiritual leader before your throne. Oh God, draw them closer to you like never before. God, let them hear what you want them to hear. Let them preach what you want them to preach. Let them love the way you want them to love, oh God. Let the preachers and the teachers and the deacons and the ministers and the evangelists and the bishops, oh God, and the elders and the praise and worship leaders and the musicians, God, and the Sunday school teachers and the ushers, oh God, the whole body of Christ. Let us be in it for you to get the glory, God, not for self-gratification, but for you to be lifted up, oh God. Because you don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. So God, be with the body of Christ all around the globe. God, elevate us, Lord, to do your will. Draw us closer to you, God, to do what saith the Lord. Draw us closer to you, O God, so that we'll show love to one another and love to the world, O God, so they may know that you are real, that the world may know that Jesus Christ is coming back again, O God. O God, we need you like never before. So, God, every pastor, every bishop, every member of the body of Christ, there's no big I or little you, God. Use us for your glory in the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. We praise you. We edify you. God, touch Pastor Richardson right now in Jesus' name. God, touch Pastor Majetta right now in Jesus' name. Pastor Navin, oh Lord. Pastor Furby, oh God. Pastor Wally, Pastor Toy. God, all the pastors, God. You said you gave a shepherd at your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they should not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, meet every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Have your way tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name. God, be with the earthly leaders, Lord. Oh God, we might not like them, God, but you love them, Lord. You place all in authority, God, to be with every president, Lord, every vice president, every prime minister, every ambassador, every king, every prime minister, Lord. Oh God. Oh God, we need you like never before. Have your way tonight, God, in Jesus' name. God, be with those who are mourning tonight, God. Be with Carol, Lord. Be with the minor family, oh God. Be with all those who are mourning today, Lord. Let them know that weeping might endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh God, comfort them like only you can, because you are the God of all comfort. Hallelujah. God, your word is true to every believer. To be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. So, God, we thank you in Jesus' name. God, someone needs a healing tonight, oh God, in their body. Someone is sick in the body, Lord. Your word is true. There is a balm in Gilead. Your word is true that Jesus Christ was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our people is upon him. And with his stripes you are healed, God. Send forth healing right now. God, you can heal cancer. You can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure. You can heal MS, God. You can heal AIDS and HIV. You can heal kidney disease and renal failure. You can heal bipolar, God. God, sometimes healing comes in the form of you taking to be with you, God, but this feeling healing, able Sunday. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. We praise you. We magnify you. We edify you, oh God. God, we lift up our schools before you around the world, Lord. Oh God, they took prayer out of school, Lord, but there's still people praying in the land, oh God. Keep them comforted there in the schools, Lord. But God, let their parents make a change before they even leave their home, God, to pray, God. Yay, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you, God. Remember the urban cities, Lord, the inner cities, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, we praise you. We, oh, God, have your way, Lord, as we come together with one accord, as we come together, we come before your throne, God. You told us to pray. That means you answer prayer. So we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering our prayer, oh God. Thank you for the blood covering. Oh God, and our loved ones who don't know you as Lord and Savior. God, we stand on your word. As for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. God, you said to train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they will not depart from it, God, we give you back your word. We believe it. We stand in faith, God, and we're praying for their deliverance. We're praying for their restoration. We're praying, oh God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you, Lord. And God, be with the homeless, Lord. The widows, the orphans, Israel, oh, God, you told us to pray for them, oh, God. You're concerned about them. Oh, God, help us to be concerned too, Lord. God, those who have means to give out their bosom to the homeless, God. Those who have wealth, God, let them give out their bounty to give to the poor, to give to the homeless, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. You send your word, you that give people the power to get wealth. So God, let them be a blessing, God. You're not just concerned about their money. You're concerned about their souls as well, my God. Oh, we praise you. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. And God, marriage is all around the globe, Lord. God, you see the marriages, Lord. You see where there are, O Rebo Shanda. God, move like only you can. Restore, repair, mend. Give a spirit of forgiveness like only you can, O God. You say where you are, Rebo Shanda. Oh, God, we praise you. Mm-hmm. We magnify you. And God, those who are lonely, God, looking for companionship, Lord, let them first seek you with their whole heart, oh God. Let them seek you first, oh God. And then, God, bring them their mate, God, the one that you call, oh Sunday. Oh God, we praise you. Oh, God, the gifts, the talent, God, the business mind, Lord. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. Help them to put you first in all their endeavors, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, this time that we have set aside, oh, God, to come together with one accord, have your way, Lord. Mm. Oh, God, we thank you. Someone stands in the aid of a financial miracle, oh, God. God, you're able, God, to supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. As rivers of water, you tell us that you will, oh, God. Favor belongs to God. Favor belongs to God. Favor belongs to God. Oh, have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. And, God, all the violence that's going on the earth, the murdering, God. You see the injustice, God. You see it all, Lord. Oh, God. Use us, God, as instruments to God in the community to preach the gospel. Use us, God, to make a change in our community. Use us, God, to stand up for righteousness and what is right. Use us, God, to change lives. Oh, God, we thank you. And God, those who are doing it already, God, help us to keep the faith and know that change is going to come. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you, Lord. And Jesus' precious name that we pray. And, oh, God, be in the prisons, Lord. And those who are wrongfully accused, I continue to let their DNA show up and fight for them, oh God. God, we thank you. We praise you. The nursing homes, the mental institutions, the hospitals, oh God. Oh, yeah, God. Oh, Jesus. God, you care about them. Use us, God. Get your glory. We praise you. And Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. So again, if you have a testimony or a prayer request, again, if you'd like, feel free to call in. You don't have to give your name, or you can send us to our website. The number is 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1, and you'll be placed into the queue. Amen. I can go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Focus Kingdom. We're now going to be ministered to in song for our minister of music, Adrian Allen.
I've had some good days, and I've had some hills to climb, and I've had some weary days, and had some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days, and I won't complain. Sometimes those clouds will hang low, where we can hardly see the road. We'll ask the question, Lord, why I so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I say, thank you, Lord, and I won't complain. 'cause God has been good to me. He has been good to me. More than this whole world it could ever be. He's been so good to me. He's dried all of my tears away. He's turned my midnights into marvelous days. And I say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on. Thank you, Lord. I've been talked about. Thank you, Lord. Misunderstood. But I won't. I refuse to complain. 'Cause God has been good to me. He has been good to me. And I say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on. Thank you, Lord. I've been talked about. Thank you, Lord. Misunderstood, but I won't. I refuse to complain.
Amen. The name of Jesus is so sweet.
I love its music to repeat. It makes my joy full and complete. Oh, praise the name, that lovely name of Jesus. No word of a man can ever tell how sweet that name. I love so well. Oh, let his praises ever swell. Oh, praise the name, that lovely name of Jesus. Oh, oh Jesus. How sweet the name, oh Jesus. Every day is the same, sweet Jesus. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Let all the saints, let the saints proclaim his worthy praise forever and ever and ever.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Ager, for ministering in song. Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. Amen. 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 Thank you, Minister Adrian, Minister in song. Praise the Lord. Again, so if anyone has a prayer request or testimony, again, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091 to be placed into the queue. Amen. Or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com. Now, whenever we're on the line, we always like to give scripture to encourage the people of God. Amen. Now, I'm going to be coming from St. Luke. I'm going to come from the 10th chapter, verses 38 through 42. Again, this is the King James Version. Amen. Now, it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of God's word. Now, this passage of scripture, as I read it, is the author is Luke, and it's a part of the Gospels. There's the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So we know that the scriptures were written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and all of their accounts have the same story or the same meaning or same illustration. Now, Luke, actually, he was an evangelist. And some think he was the only author of scripture who was not an Israelite. He was a Jewish, or from the tribe of the Jewish people, but he was converted to Christianity by the ministry and teaching of St. Paul. We also know that Luke was a physician. He was a companion of Paul, amen. So here, Martha held the office of hospitality, which he often gave to Christ and his disciples. The village was Bethany, which was near Jerusalem, and there were some whom Christ's friends that he was more closer to. You know how we have our inner circle, how we're more close than friends than we are to other friends. So here he loved to visit her home because of the hospitality and also the love that he had for them. Now, it was called Martha's house, and she was a widow and a housekeeper. And so this time it was dangerous for her to entertain him, especially so near to Jerusalem, because as we know the scripture, they sought out to kill Jesus, but it wasn't his time. His time had not come yet. Amen. So at this time she didn't even care because she loved Jesus so much. Amen. You know, sometimes we as Christians, you know, we are made fun of because of the love that we have for Christ. You know, we might be called holy rollers or, you know, we're told it doesn't take all of that, but it does. You know, the Word of God says that we are to be different, right, because we are the light of the world. So we are to make a difference in the world. So no matter what people say about us, we will continue to love Christ and walk in our calling. Amen. Amen. So in verse 39, it says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at the feet of Jesus and heard his word. Now, Martha's talent was hospitality. So sometimes we can do the right thing at the wrong time. Now, there's nothing wrong with showing a spirit of hospitality or be hospitable, okay? But here at this particular time, it was time for them to hear the word, right? Now, Mary did just that. But here we read in scripture that Martha was cumbered about much. Now, I believe that Martha loved Jesus as well, right? Because he said that they were his friends. And so, but Martha was cumbered, which means that she was hampered or hindered. She had created difficulty resulting in a delay, and to be hindered by obstruction or interference. So Martha was worried, or she was anxious or troubled. She was upset, unhappy, or disappointed. She was divided, split into parts, and disturbed. So her normal pattern was disrupted. She had no peace. Now, it was disrupted because, you know, we as sisters, we often help our sisters, and I believe that Mary often helped Martha, but at this particular time, she needed to be ministered to. So she sat at the feet of Jesus. And when you think about her sitting at the feet of Jesus, she was in a spirit of humility and a spirit of worship. So Jesus was able to pour into her spirit and to pour into her soul what she needed at that particular time. Amen. Now, when we talk about how Martha was so troubled or cumbered or hampered about, I can't help but think about this in Philippians, the 4th chapter, verse 6-7. It says, be careful or anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, it's talking about how she was divided. You know, in James 1:8, it says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Not saying that she was double-minded all the time, but at this particular time, she was. She was just so concerned about Mary not helping her. But you know what as I was reading this, how that even in her time of hustle and bustle, her main focus was to please Jesus, right? We can have the intention of pleasing Jesus, but does that mean that it's right in what we're doing? And at this particular time, she was not. Okay? So we saw in the scriptures how she was busy and moving about. Now, you know what? How we have siblings, I can relate to this, because we that have siblings, sometimes we want to tell them what to do at particular times in their lives and give advice. We have to make sure that when we do give advice, it's godly advice and we have the right motive in giving advice. Now, so Martha said, Lord, does thou not care that my sister have left me alone to serve? So she was trying to make Jesus feel sorry for her. Now, in that, she was going to tell Jesus what to do and how to do it. And as I was saying, though, you know how she wanted to, at this particular time, make what she wanted or what she was doing more important than Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us not to never do that. Help us not to never do that, because nothing is more important than Jesus. No person, no wealth, no money, nothing, no prestige, no status, no degree, nothing is more important than Jesus the Christ. I can help us think about that scripture. What profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose their soul? Oh, God, help us, Lord Jesus. Now, when Jesus called, I'm bringing this to light because, you know, I feel as though sometimes, you know, we can get caught up into the cares of the world, because the Word of God says that there is trouble in the world, but it said, be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. So sometimes we can be distracted by things that are going on, but God will always call us back to bring us back in line. Now, he called Martha twice. He said, Martha, Martha. And it could be for a couple of reasons why he called her name twice. You know, perhaps she was moving about so much to where she was distracted that she did not hear him. So he had to call her again. I would like to imagine that he called her twice. First time, he called her Martha to get her attention. And the second time when he called her with so much authority, so much power, to where it made her reflect on the importance of putting Christ first. So in other words, he did not want to leave Martha in the state that she was in. Amen? So I believe that he spoke to Martha when he called her a second time, to when he spoke with that authority, he made a change in her life. Because God does not want to leave us in the position or bad state that we are in. He's that kind of God. He wants us to be in a better position. He wants us to keep him first in everything that we do. Now, again, I'm not saying that Martha didn't love Jesus. I'm not saying that at all, because I do believe that Martha loved him as well. But at this particular time, Martha's attention should have been on Jesus, because Jesus was preaching the gospel. He was preaching the word. Amen. So verse 42, it says, "So, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. One thing is needful." You know, she chose to be with Christ and took a better way of honoring him and pleasing him by receiving his word into her heart, thereby Martha did, by providing for his entertainment in her home. Again, there's nothing wrong with that, but it has to be at the right time. We have to put Christ first in everything that we do. So this is a part with Christ is a good part. It is a part for the soul and eternity. It is a part that shall never be taken away from those who have faith in Christ. Nothing should be able to separate us from the love of Christ. In Romans, let me give you one more scripture. This is no one on the line. Okay, let me give you one more scripture. It's found in Romans, the 8th chapter, and verse 38 and 39. Now, again, remember, this is the King James Version. Amen. Okay. And it reads as follows. It says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. One thing is needful, that we know Christ. One thing is needful, that we put Christ first in everything that we do in this life. One thing is needful, that we get to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Everything else will pass away, but only what we do for Christ will last." You know, have we ever had God or Jesus call us by our name? What an act of love. What an act of kindness. God loves us so much that he wants us to get it right. He wants us to have a relationship with him. Hallelujah. So if I have encouraged you tonight, keep God first. And everything that you do, whether it's in your home, whether it's in your family, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your business, whether it's in the cares of this world, whether it's what's going on in the world, we have to keep Christ first. And we keep Christ first by reading the word. We keep Christ first by having faith in him. We keep Christ first by acknowledging him in all of our ways. We keep Christ first by having a prayer life, by having a praise and worship life. We keep Christ first by going to the house of God. Hallelujah. So I've encouraged anyone tonight, and all that we do, put Christ first. Now, I don't think there's no one on the line tonight. No one has a prayer request or a testimony. We are going to do the call of salvation. Amen. So if there's anyone on the line that does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you to open up your heart and let him in. Because only what you do for Christ is going to last. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. So if you want to change in your life, and if you want to put Christ first, I invite you to open up your heart and let him in. So you can repeat after me. Father God, in the name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, I believe that he is your son and that he gave his life for me.
All right, this is a part of the Purpose Cam Network. We just have a little bit of technical difficulties, and we're going to bring back Evangelist Trina. And Evangelist Trina, are you with us?
I apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but I apologize for that. I was in the middle of doing the call of salvation. So if anyone who's listening tonight and does not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have not put him first in your life, if you want to make a change, if you believe that God so loved you that he sent his son, Jesus the Christ, to die for you for your sins, and you want to accept him into your life, all you have to do is repeat after me. Because remember, in this journey called life, you cannot make it without Christ. You cannot. I'm not saying that you won't go through some things, because as I said earlier, the Word of God says that in the world we will have trouble or tribulation, but be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. So the only way we can overcome tribulation is by having Jesus Christ in our heart. The only way we can overcome tribulation is having faith in God, because God said in his Word that all things work together for good to them that love God. So if you want to get to know God and want to get to fall in love with Jesus so that you can have a change in your life and your situation and circumstance, I invite you to open up your heart and let Christ in. It's really easy. If you're ready to make that change, all you have to do is repeat after me. And even if you're in a backslidden condition, if you feel as though you walked away from God, you're not close to him as you once were, you can still repeat after me. Because one thing for sure, two things for certain, we can hide nothing from God. He sees it all. So if you feel so in a backslidden condition and you want to come back to the Lord, you can repeat after me as well. Because now, since you made a conscious decision to want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can now call God Father. So say, Father God, I believe that you love me and you sent your son, Jesus the Christ, to die for my sins. I repent of my sins, Lord. Come into my heart and I'll live for you. If you prayed that prayer, you are now born again. If you prayed that prayer and you felt as though you weren't walking as close as you were, you're now been restored. Now, when we repent, it doesn't just mean to say sorry. When we repent, we have to change our action. And by changing our action, we submit our will over to God. So if you accepted the Lord into your heart, welcome into the family of God. Tell someone that you have been born again. Tell someone that you are now a child of God. And if you prayed that prayer and accepted the Lord, we're happy for you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. But guess what? The Word of God says that the angels are rejoicing over you. Hallelujah. We're going to now bring on our announcement before we have our closing prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Great episode tonight. And Evangelist Trina, we greatly appreciate the call of salvation. And we thank you so much. And, you know, one of the best parts of accepting Christ in your life is, you know, taking that next step and that's find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that are nurturing the word of Christ. So if you can't find that sanctuary, we're broadcasting here almost every night where you can, you're welcome here with a church without walls, where you can just continue to rejoice until you find that home sanctuary. Real quickly, I'm just going to do the announcements. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode. No matter where in the world you're listening to us, whether you're listening to us via phone or you're listening to us on the internet, we greatly appreciate your listenership and your support. And for those that share with their friends and family members, we thank you so much for sharing and letting everybody know that Purpose Kingdom Network is on the air tonight. All right. And anytime we do any broadcast, we're broadcasting live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live show, you can call in to the number of 319-527-6091. You can press the number 1 and you can talk to our host. When we get a chance, we'll let you in. All right. And also at the same website, you can go to any of our previous shows and you can listen to it into its entirety and at your convenience. And you just simply type in the host name or the show name, and you get the chance to not miss an episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. All right. And we also have a Facebook page, and we invite you to like us at Purpose Kingdom on Facebook. There you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And you're going to see some of our announcements or seeing what's going on with Purpose Kingdom. All right. And with that also being said, I just want to let you know that we have a radio network, which is PKN.com. So go ahead and check it out. Go to PKN.com where you can listen to 24 hours of music of inspiration. And just please enjoy and share with your friends and family members. All right. And, at the 9 p.m. hour tomorrow, with God's will and God's blessing, please join us for Judah Fire. And that's going to be by Pastor Montez. Oh, okay. And once again, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us for Judah Fire. And that's going to be hosted by Pastor Montez O. Jones. All right. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of our announcements. And please check us out anywhere where podcasts are broadcasted, where you can just simply type in Purpose Kingdom. And you can just like us, and that way you'll get to hear everything that we have going on here at Purpose Kingdom Network. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to have Evangelist Trina take us out. Evangelist Trina?
Oh, I apologize for the – yes, I'm here. I apologize, Mr. Bama. You know,
no
the distraction,
problem.
Devil's a liar, but God is good. God is good. If all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to close out in prayer tonight. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We believe that the ministering song, the prayer, the scripture reading encouraged someone tonight. Amen. So let us close out in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. What a mighty God we serve. What a holy God we serve. What an awesome, majestic God that we serve. God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you for the peace that surpasses all understanding. God, we thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength, oh God. God, we just thank you for what you've done tonight, what you're yet about to do. God, we just thank you for you being not just God and creator, but being our Father. God, we just thank you, oh Lord, that we can cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. God, we just thank you, oh God, that you are God of purpose and destiny and love, oh God. We just thank you, Heavenly Father, because your word is true, that you said that we can come unto you, all that are laboring and heavy laden. You will give us rest, oh God. God, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you are mighty, God. We are grateful. We are glad that we can call you Father. We are glad that you hear the prayers of the righteous. We are glad that you are a forgiving God. We are glad that you are a loving Father. Hallelujah. We are glad, oh God, that we come to you. You have purpose and destiny for our lives. Hallelujah. We are glad, oh God, for your love and your mercy and your grace. We are glad. Oh, God, we praise you. We edify you. We lift you up. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Oh, God, we love you. God, we lift up every Hope on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, you know where we are in you. God, you know where we stand in need of, Lord. God, you know our weaknesses and our strengths, oh God. You know all about us, oh Lord. God, help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us to be still and know that you are in control of our lives. Help us to be still and know that all things work together for good to them that love God and are according to your purpose. Help us to be still and know that you are going to do exactly what you said you were going to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you said the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one who endures until the end. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. And oh God, someone's heart is still heavy tonight, God. But God, you are that burden bearer, Lord. You are that friend that sits closer than any brother, oh God. You are that bridge over troubled water. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are the Oh Shate, oh God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Oh, the water's troubled, Lord. Oh, God, send for healing, restoration, peace, deliverance, comfort, joy. Open up doors that no man can shut. Shut doors that no man can open. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we praise you. Oh, God, we magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Great is he who is not than he that is in the world. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Oh, God, have your way. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, move like only you can. God, restore dreams, Lord. Restore families, God. Mend marriages, Lord. Yes, oh, Shade. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. All around the globe, the airways, God, Abo Shande. Oh, Jesus. Have your way. Oh, God, your word is true. Without faith, it is impossible to please you. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of those who diligently seek him. Have faith in God, with God nothing shall be impossible to them who believe. Hey God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Have your way, Lord. God, your word is true. He said, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Wherever you bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. Wherever you loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. I bind the spirit of suicide, loose life in the name of Jesus. He's coming out my foot to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came, and they have life in them more abundantly. I bind the spirit of perversion and this frightful thinking in the name of Jesus. I cast out every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought through the obedience of Christ. Able Sunday. That is mine being used, is also in Christ Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. You cannot stand against the blood. That's all in the blood of Jesus. Yay. Oh, God. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteous of me, saith the Lord. Therefore, no evil to be falling, no pleasure shall come nigh thy dwelling. We should give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Thank you, Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, your life in his way. Oh, God, I praise you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I praise you. We praise you. We praise you, oh, God. Healing for the back, God. God, you're healing somebody's back right now. Oh, Jesus. Healing, Abel Shah. Thank you, Lord. Healing. Oh, God. Oh, God, you can heal reflux after reflux. You're healing after reflux, Abel Shah. Hey! Oh, God. Have your way, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord, Abel Shah. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place, Abel Shanti. Oh, God. God, we give you back your word. God, you said the sinner man's wealth is laid up for the righteous, and a good man leaves inheritance to his children's children, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, say the Lord God. Oh, God, I praise you. Oh, God, I praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh, God. God, you said healing is the children's bread, oh, God. You said withhold no good thing from them that walk out right before you. God, we walk out right before you because we believe in your Son, Jesus the Christ. We are perfect because we put on Jesus the Christ, people, Sunday. Oh, God, the lonely tonight. God, you said you'll be that friend that's closer than any brother. Help them to know that they are not alone, oh, God. You see all, you know all, and you hear all, Abel Shandi. We thank you. We praise you. And, oh, God, everyone on the line tonight will never be the same from this day forward. God's going to supply you every need, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Testimony, miracles, signs and wonders. Hey, oh, Sunday. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. All glory and honor belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, we thank you for meeting us here at the appointed time. God, you are eternal, but time was given to man. So we thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for moving on our behalf. We thank you for the favor that's upon our lives. We thank you for the Savior of our household. We thank you for the healing in the body. We thank you for the peace of mind, the joy of the Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. I feel a release. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, every, oh, God, we praise you. Thank you for hearing our prayer. Thank you for giving us a spirit of unity and a oneness of spirit. Thank you, oh, God, for hearing our prayer. And in Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen and amen. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And to God be the glory for the things that he has done. I can't wait to hear the testimonies. I can't wait to hear over the miracles. I cannot wait. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Again, thank you for tuning in. I hope you can tune in tomorrow night. Good night, and God bless you. May you wake up tomorrow morning with a new determination to be all that God calls you to be in Christ Jesus. Good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me,
I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.
Set me free,
I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.